This man is a beautiful man, and it's all about Halloween. If you go up to Newnham, you will find a spectacular lights display, and it's gone viral on the internet, hasn't it?
It absolutely has, and I believe it actually made nationwide news. So welcome, Max Jago.
Max Jago.
Thanks for joining us.
That's all right.
You must love Halloween, then.
Well, I've never celebrated it until this year.
This is the first year.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you've set a standard. So talk to us a little bit about this, because this was just amazing, absolutely incredible. What on earth made you decide to put on a Halloween display?
Well, we did the Christmas lights last year, and Halloween had landed on a Saturday night this year, and I thought, hey, let's do some lights synchronised to music for Halloween.
And how much would this display cost? Because I looked at that and I'm like, there's some pretty hefty LED screens there. There's dancing skeletons as well. There's video, there's music as well.
And then fire cannons off the roof.
Fire cannons on the roof.
Yeah. So, yeah, what...
Is it expensive?
Let me just throw my money away.
Yeah. Probably could have paid the house off, but...
Okay. Worth it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Got 30 years to do that.
Yeah.
The lights are way more fun.
Oh, fair enough. This is great. So, did you ask for donations off anyone?
No, so Halloween, I sort of ran out of time to organise that. But Christmas, going to raise money for a mental health charity.
Oh, good on you,
Max. That's so sweet. So talk to us a little bit about what went into this, because as we said, there was like fire cannons on the roof. I believe that you nearly lost your house at one point due to testing the weekend before.
Yeah, so the fire machines, I made them myself. So the weekend prior, prototype 6, unfortunately did set the roof on fire. And I had to get up there with the fire extinguishers, and the friends helped with the hoses, and yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Oh, it would be. So what are you using, like liquid fuel, or are you using propane?
They're running on ethanol from United. We pressurise the system with nitrogen to 350 PSI to get the big jet of flame.
And it looks spectacular as well.
Oh, my
I think that was the best part about it. I think you should be involved with professional wrestling or, like, you know, rock, you know,
bands like shows and stuff.
Yeah,
like all of the visuals.
For pyrotechnic, giant dragons and stuff.
It's close proximity pyro licence is on the cards for this year.
Yeah, so. I
want to move into music synchronised pyro.
Yeah, that'd be great. Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon with pyrotechnics.
We need pyro. Yeah, usually we have sparklers.
Wave them around.
Skyfire next year.
Definitely.
We should get him on board.
We should.
We'll do music synchronised fireworks display.
Wow.
This is actually pretty handy, actually. We were thinking about what we're doing for next year.
Just brainstorming. So how do you do this? There's like thousands of hours of planning here. I mean, to synchronise music, lights and then pyrotechnics, that's a big endeavour for just...
Well, just me. So, yes, it was a very time-consuming process, building all the LED screens like you talked about, building the flame machines, clipping all those lights.
From scratch. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so a lot of the parts come from different manufacturers and then put it all together in the shed, test, fails, try again, make a change. Yeah, there was a lot of changes made.
And what do the neighbours think about you just like up on the roof just figuring all this out, getting all the synchronisation up as well?
So far, I don't think any of the neighbours hate me.
But
you never know.
Well, if you're a neighbour to Max, give us a call. No.
Anyone in Newnham knows who he is, I reckon.
Yeah. But as we said, this went nationwide. So you've pretty well gone viral, which is fantastic. But one of the headlines said that you were a father. And that was quite news to you.
Yeah. I did comment back and said, who's the mother and where's my child?
And then you said you had to jump on Tinder and change your profile slightly.
Yeah, yeah. I changed it to, hey, single mummers, it's the guy behind the lights. I'll give your kids front row seats.
And already you're starting to think about next year.
Pyro running cost is astronomical.
Yeah.
But you wanted to set yourself on fire for next year. You've already raised the bar.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully next year I can, well, in the next 12 months, do my stuntman training and purchase the fire suit and rise from a grave on fire.
Oh, my gosh. So Christmas, are we going to see anything quite so spectacular? Or
Santa
are we going to tone it down a little bit?
Well... Is fire a Christmas thing? Maybe we need to get people to talk back in and let me know, do we put fire in Christmas?
Yeah, well, let us know, because you did actually say that you're a bit unsure about what to do this year, because you did set a very high standard last year. So we want to know from all of our listeners from across the Northeast, what do you reckon Max should pop in the next display? You can send us a message at facebook.com/chillyfm and we'll pass on all of your suggestions.
Thanks for joining us, Max. Really appreciate it. And it's good to put a smile on people's faces. It must have been cool on Halloween night to just go, wow, is everyone enjoying it? Families gathered around and stuff with the year we've had?
Yes, definitely. It was very rewarding to see everyone having a great time after the year we've just had. So that's why we do it.
Yeah. Oh, Max, thank you so much. An absolute local legend. So, yeah, please send through those suggestions. We'd love to hear them. But, Max, thanks again. Awesome
stuff. Thank you very much.
Good to see you, mate.